I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you're just getting in the car, we've been talking about the Falcons today, the two big stories, coaching search, GM search. Eventually, we think it's Matt, isn't it? President, we just talked about that. But then the Hawks, and it becomes official today that he goes up to D.C. and Trey, what's the guy's, Crispert? Crispy Buns, what's his name?
Yeah, Corey Crispy.
Him. We got him, and now it's a matter of, as we talked to Steve Koonin, how much more do we do before the trade deadline? Just real quick, before we get to the open letter that Trey put out on social media on his account, do you feel, and I saw some things yesterday about this online from different NBA sources and sites, feeling that maybe we're a little disenchanted with Okongwu. And Onyeka is still, at the end of the day, Carl, for all the things he's done well, he's still undersized and our front court just getting killed rebounding-wise.
Yeah, look, Steve said it. We got to get more physical. We do not have a true rim protector. It's not Porzingis, and I don't think he's here for the long term. Double O has played better. That's Onyeka Okongwu. But to your point, he's been day-to-day. I think he's been sick, Mike. So I don't even know if he's going to play tonight. And by the way, Steve Koonin alluded, like, you know, tonight starts with our coach. Guys, Joker's out. Like, Denver's right. A different team without Joker. So I hear you, and even if we win tonight, good win. They still got some really good players, but no Cameron Johnson, no Joker. Like, they've got some issues they're going through. So I'll slow my roll on that, Mike. I want to see where we are before we get to the trade deadline. And by the way, AD may need surgery with the injury he got last night, if you didn't see it. So this whole thing about trading for AD, and he said to us—
It's his wrist, right?
His hand? But yeah. Koonin said, hey, it may not be at the trade deadline. Well, I agree with him. I don't think you're going to trade for a hurt AD at the trade deadline. You're going to wait until after the season's over.
I don't want to, you know, be mean-spirited about it because I like the guy. Lord knows, Carl, I spent good money to watch him play center for the Pelicans, and of course he—
Didn't show.
Didn't play that night.
Yeah.
No, I was on a flight to Vegas. He was sitting right next to me. I mean, obviously he's kind of cool. Felt like Frodo and the Hobbit sitting next to that dude. But I like the guy's game, but I got to be honest. I have no interest in him because of the injury aspect of it. And I thought we'd want to get younger. I know trying to find. There's not going to be young established guys out there. But as far as looking for some height, but if we can trade, would you be interested in trading Okongwu? And depends what we get. And are you still willing to? And are the Hawks fans willing? To Steve Koonin's point, maybe not. To have the patience to let this thing continue to be younger.
Well, look, there's two things, and Mike, I'm sure this is a conversation for down the road. There's redundancy, and then there's they do the same thing. When you have two players that literally do the same thing, and there's no difference, usually what happens is one of those guys ends up leaving. One of those guys ends up being traded. Then you have similar players maybe that don't do enough of what you need. And that is where the upgrade needs to happen. I'm not telling you Okongwu is not being good. Guys, he's averaging 16, 17 points a game. He's having a really good year. But we are not a great rebounding team. And we certainly aren't a great defensive team. So if you're telling me as good as he is offensively and he's improved his three-point shooting, which he has, that's an area where we need to upgrade. On the wings, like you look at a guy like Vic Krejci and the kid we just picked up, the Corey Kispert, they're very similar players. Something's going to give. Like you're not going to have two guys who literally do the same things. You can never have enough shooting But again, has Luke Kennard lived up to it this year?
No, not even close.
No. So that's been something I think you got to look at this roster and say, what do we need? What do we need to improve? Rebounding, defense, that's obvious. The shooting part of this is, are your guards and your wings as good as you want them to be? The key pieces right now, Walker, Nikhil is killing it.
Going for 30 every night.
He's killing
right?
it.
Right? Him and Jalen.
And Jalen. Those are the two foundational pieces that you go, all right, we're really good there. Dyson Daniels, we know what he's capable of. We're not giving up his defense. But some of this other stuff, man, you got to figure out.
Trey went on social media. As we say, it's official now. He's going to be up in D.C. And as we said, guys, all week, and I've said this for years, you know, Trey was a phenomenon and may still be in this league. But the value that you put attached to Trey, other teams don't. That's evident in why he's in D.C. and what the Hawks got back for him. But as far as, you know, what he did when he was here, 2021, we'll always talk about that. They're rolling the dice. We talked about yesterday, taking a bow, center court at Madison Square Garden, beating the Sixers, maybe even taking the Bucks down to 7 games if he doesn't get tangled up with a ref on the sideline. I mean, it was a great time. We never built on it. And then when we tried to fix things that needed, I don't know, maybe you had a problem which didn't really exist, is when the Miami Heat put a double team in Trey. Instead of getting better players, guys slashed to the basket and a better power forward, no, they said, we'll go get another point guard. And that's what DeJounte was. Now, the thing is, and we talked about this with Steve Koonin earlier, it didn't make sense, but Trey, as a young leader on this team, Nate goes to Oklahoma City, tells Trey, here's what they're thinking of doing. Trey signs off on it. And if you sign off on it, you got to see it through. And so 2 years later, Trey doesn't want to move without the ball. You know, I joked around with Carl. The reason he called me a hoe one time on Twitter, it was a night where he was actually letting DeJounte bring it up. And I said, there you go, more of that. Because I don't work for you, hoe. Actually, I don't work for you, hoe. And that was how that thing got rolling. So they had an open letter from Trey. He starts off with the Bible verse, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. That's from Jeremiah 29:11. And then Trey goes in and some of this stuff. And let me run it by you, verse by verse.
All right.
We did it earlier for guys who are just getting in their car. Never thought I would.
I don't like it, by the way, but go ahead.
Never thought I'd be typing this. The last few years weren't how I wanted them to be. Expectations that we created for ourselves, reaching heights that Atlanta has never reached before. Okay, nothing wrong with that far, right?
No.
Bringing a championship to Atlanta was always my goal. I like that. However, between the injuries, the setbacks, and situations that didn't make sense, we never truly got to see our full potential. Okay, so far so good. That's I just talked about it. They did
sound more like Michael Jackson.
That is my Trey. My Luka is Boris Badenov. You'll hear Luka in a second. I don't mean to ruin this for you. You ever watched Rocky and Bullwinkle? That's my Luka. So my Trey is Michael Jackson. Thank you. Back to you, Carl.
The city that raised me and taught me so much will always be a chapter in this story.
Yes, we should be.
However. Tito, get me a tissue. I'll get emotional in this part. The pain of staying the same eventually outweighed the uncertainty of change. Change is often met with fear, but I see it as another opportunity.
Okay. I mean, and that's cool. Nothing wrong with that.
That's fine. Get excited about your new
opportunity. I'm waiting for him to thank the fans.
And one of the worst things.
I'm waiting for him to thank his Hawks fans. Yeah.
What do you mean? Thank them.
You know, thanking the fans that have always had his back and say they were too critical of him, those fans.
Yeah.
I'm walking into this next chapter ecstatic, with my head high and my eyes forward. It's time to see what's possible when the support is real. Oh, and the vision is clear. We move. Trae Young.
I mean, when the support is real, I mean, from the team. He always had support from the fans here.
Yeah, but you got to be clear on that. And look, I get it. Nice alleged thank you letter. There was no thank you. And look, I went in on this earlier for those who missed it. Be here at 2 o'clock. Be here at 3. Be here at 4. Mike, I said I'm not going to lose my voice over this because this pissed me off today. It just did. And it's driving me crazy that everybody's like, oh, this is cool. This is such a crazy. Where is the man? Y'all supported the hell out of me. When everybody was criticizing me and saying I wasn't this or that, you know what?
You guys always have my back.
You always. Where is that? Like, it's an afterthought. You know what this is? One my fault. That's what this is. That's what he's saying. Look, the organization, clear vision. Right. Oh, they didn't have it. They screwed my time up while I was there. Nevertheless, you know what? I prayed about it, Mike, and now I'm happy I've moved on. Come on, man. To just sometimes take the high road and be the guy to say, thank you, guys.
Right.
You know what? I appreciate it. And some people will say, well, when he thanked us for being a part of his journey, that was it. No. Can I hear Luka's thank you to Dallas, please?
Now, remember, Trey had a couple of weeks knowing this thing was coming. We even found out from Steve it was in the works for a couple of weeks. He got basically shipped out and was completely blindsided when Luka got sent to L.A.
Dear Dallas, 7 years ago, I come here as a teenager to pursue my dream of basketball at highest level.
Yes.
I thought I'd spend my career here and wanted so badly to bring you a championship. The love and support you have given me is more than I could ever dreamed of.
Stop right there! The love and support that you've given me is more than I could dream of. Thank you, Luca.
And his trait was a surprise, too, not Trace.
Thank you, Orin. I just stated, thank you for listening. For a young kid from Slovenia coming to U.S. for first time, you made North Texas feel like home.
Yes.
Although I wish you would give me more than one piece of cornbread with barbecue.
That was in there?
No, I made that part. In good times and bad, from injuries to NBA finals, your support never changed. Thank you not only for sharing my joy in our best moments,
okay,
but also for lifting me up
yes,
when I needed it most.
Yes!
To all the organizations I've worked with, to Dallas, to me, nobody cares about that. Dallas is a special place, and Mavs are special fans. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
That's all I wanted.
Luca.
Can I get that?
By the way,
can I get that?
By the way, do gift cards expire that I still have? So, I mean, look, we said this earlier. Now, there's levels of fans, and there's always going to be somebody, and I get it, who never will, they don't literally understand what we're talking about. And that's,
by the way, this isn't for me.
Right.
This isn't for me. This is for all the folks that went down there and paid their money and bought the jerseys and supported Trey and went hardcore on people on social media about how to defend our star, right, Mike, when it at times, and he's right, it wasn't his fault. But acknowledge that and acknowledge these people who had your back, bro. That's all. And by the way, all this star power with him dapping people up in you know, Gucci Row, whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, Orin just bought his little man. You bought your son a Trey jersey, and you're paying for a new septic system.
Very true, yes. So, priorities.
So again, as we said earlier, I mean, for some folks, you appreciate where we're getting at. We've already said this, guys. If you heard the first part of the conversation, the Hawks didn't do what they needed to do to build a good team around him. But Luka got blindsided with a trade that he never expected. And even if Luka is a fat, lazy guy, he still thanked the fans.
He did.
Okay? I mean, there's none of that. The closest we get from that is the city that raised...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Being taught me so much will always be a chapter in the... Say thank you! His dad writes a better thank you. You should let Ray write the thing. So it's just something, as we said, for the fans out there, you guys who specifically think that Carl and I were always too hard on Trey, where is his thank you to you?
That's all I'm saying.
Because Luca is thanking the people that stood up for him, or stood up for him, I should say, in Dallas.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.